You're with SBS Radio.
May crackdown sa mga estudyante na gumagamit ng mobile phone sa mga estadong paaralan ng Victoria. Ito ang unang estado na naglunsad ng isang blanket ban para sa parehong elementarya at sekundaryang paaralan. At kung masusunod ang federal na gobyerno, susunod din ang iba pang mga estado at teritoryo. Ang mga detalye sa ulat ni Rachel Carey at Amelia Dunn na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang normal na Miyerkules na umaga para sa mga estudyante ng McKinnon Secondary College sa Melbourne. Pumasok sila, binati ang mga kaibigan at inilagay ang mga gamit sa kani-kanilang mga locker, kabilang ang kanilang mga mobile phone. Sinabi ng Year 12 na estudyante si Tianara Bowen na iniiwan nila ang kanilang mga mobile phone sa oras ng eskwela simula noong nakaraang taon at kalahati at sila ay nasanay na dito.
It was difficult at the start to like, you know, not have it on me always because it's always easy to just Google whatever, to look up stuff. So yeah, it was difficult at the start, but then yeah, you just get used to it, and then honestly it's been a good thing that this has happened. Because it's really, doing Year 12 this year, it's helped us focus more.
Sang-ayon din ng estudyanteng si Liam Atkinson dito.
There were some withdrawal symptoms in a way. Of course, every so often you reach into your pocket and try and get the phone out and realize it's not there. But, you know, we've gotten through it and now it's just part of natural life at McKinnon. We just get on with it.
At simula sa susunod na taon, hindi na sila nag-iisa. Dahil nag-anunsyo ang gobyerno ng Victoria ng pursahang pagbabawal ng mga mobile phone simula sa unang bell hanggang sa huling bell. At ito ay sa lahat ng mga estadong paaralan ng Victoria. Sinabi ng Ministro ng Edukasyon ng Estado na si James Merlino, ito ay isang desisyon na pinag-isipan ng gobyerno.
It is something that I've thought for a long time. I've thought hard and long about this issue, and I know that it won't be universally popular. But in my view, it's the right thing to do.
Sinigurado naman ni Merlino na ang pagbabawal ay maibabagay sa pangyayari kung kinakailangan.
Of course, there will be exceptions. If there is a direct instruction from a teacher that phones are required for a particular classroom activity, then phones can be brought in. But at all other times, the phones will be in the lockers.
Layunin ng polisiya na mapataas ang focus sa loob ng silid-aralan, maiwasan ang disturbo mula sa social media at pag-detext. Layunin din ito matigil ang cyberbullying. Sinuportahan naman ng psikolohista na si Michael Carr Gregg ang kilos na ito.
The short, medium and long-term impact of bullying and cyberbullying is profound. Anxiety, depression, deliberate self-harm. This is a major step, I think, in trying to remediate some of those problems. It's not anti-technology, it's pro-health.
Ngunit di din sigurado ang lahat dito. Sinabi ng professor sa digital education na si Neil Selwyn, ang pagbabawal ng mobile phone ay nagtatanggal ng oportunidad na edukahin ang mga kabataan sa wastong paggamit ng mobile phone.
If we're trying to support young people to make good use of these phones, to make appropriate use of these phones, schools is a really good place to do that. Schools are a great place to actually support kids developing cyber safety, another kind of expansive use of smartphone use. So to not have them in schools is a bit of a waste.
Ang pagbabantay dito ay nakadepende sa mga individual na paaralan. Sinabi ng principal ng McKinnon na si Pizza Binnen, habang nagkukumpiska siya ng halos 4 na mobile phone kada araw, ito ay kapansin-pansing bumaba.
We had hundreds and hundreds of phones initially, and I thought initially that the school was going to implode. Like I just didn't know how we were going to manage the situation. But 2 years on, a year and a half on, we would be lucky to have 4 phones in our possession on a daily basis, and we have a school community of 2,200.
May parehong pagbabawal ang New South Wales, ngunit ito lamang ay sa mga primary school. Sa Biyernes, ang federal na gobyerno ay magdadaos ng isang pagpupulong upang talakayin ang isyu sa pambansang antas. Suportado naman ng ministro ng federal na edukasyon na si Dan Tehan ang ideya.
Since I've become Education Minister, this is something that I've been pursuing, and I think with this move from Victoria, my hope is that we will see other states and territories follow suit.
Sinabi ng sangay ng Australian Education Union sa Victoria na maingat nilang tinanggap ang pagbabawal. Hinihimok nito ang gobyerno na magbigay sa mga paaralan ng lahat ng suporta na kailangan para sa pagpapatupad na yugto dahil naniniwala silang magiging matagal bago ito mapatupad ng tuluyan. Dadaan din sa review pagkatapos ng 12 buwan ang polisiya. Sinabi ni Professor Selwyn, ito ay mahalaga.
There's going to be practical problems and there's going to be things that we haven't even expected. So having a review is really, really important. And I think making that review as expansive as possible and bringing in as many stakeholders as possible is really, really important.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.